Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Ricky and the Sheep Show here on KPHX 1480. Dave, wait a second, because I'm going to take a picture.
Oh,
I'm gonna take a picture.
Picture.
We're very excited because Budget Bistro is in the house. This is from Shaun the Sheep, Show Brule by Sally Heath. I chose this song specifically for this segment from Shaun the Sheep because there is a restaurant scene in the film where the sheep are attempting to eat in the restaurant.
And now we're in the restaurant.
Oh, thank you very much. This is excellent. What ambiance here. So, Dave, you're gonna describe to our listeners what we have here, and I'm gonna try to take a full picture out here.
Well, we have the famous Budget Bistro in the house, and where can they see all your great recipes and so on?
Just go to YouTube.com and then search Budget Bistro.
So YouTube.com.
This smells
and search
amazing.
Budget Bistro, and what you did is you had such a eloquent setting for us today, right in the studio with a beautiful little lamp that creates ambiance and environment that is soothing to the soul, that matches the deliciousness of your food. And it's just so, it's just amazing how you have created a restaurant environment, but an intimate environment right here, right now in the studio.
That's Kathleen. She did that.
You've done a magnificent job.
I did the cooking. She did the presentation.
And the presentation's great. The cooking looks fantastic. We are going to sample from Budget Bistro shepherd pie. Am I correct?
Yes, shepherd's pie. Is there enough photos taken?
We're doing one.
There's
one
never
you're
enough.
Gonna, we'll, you're going to
we'll
check these out on Facebook.
Too.
Yeah. This is amazing. We could do this once a month and have an audience.
Okay, we're game.
Yeah, I mean, this is cool. Or even more than
once. Yeah, different theme every month, once a month.
I think it's a cool deal, actually. And they're taking pictures right now. The shepherd pie looks good. Now, Eric, how would you describe shepherd pie for listeners that don't know?
Well, shepherd's pie, I believe, originally was made out of, like, lamb. But in the United States, it's more ground beef than lamb.
Gotcha.
And that is just ground beef with some spices and a gravy, a thick gravy that I put in there, and very buttery, rich, creamy potatoes. I actually put cream in the potatoes as well.
Oh, wow.
Now, how much, at the end of the day, how much did this meal cost?
For six servings, there's probably more than six servings. It was under $20.
Under $20 for this delicious meal. We don't know if it's delicious yet, but we're going to taste it in just a moment.
Well, it looks fantastic.
Let's go ahead and taste it, and we can find out some more
about
it.
Okay, we're going to do a taste. Joseph's going in for the taste. Mm. So it's great.
Garcon, I need water.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. And how is it, young man?
So creamy.
Oh, my.
The mashed potatoes are wonderful here.
And then there's melted cheese on top.
Cheddar cheese?
Correct.
Cheddar
Eric,
cheese.
Kathleen, may I live with you guys? And will you guys cook for me every night? No.
This is amazing.
I need private time.
This is fantastic. Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding you. This is the best shepherd pie I've ever had, but it's the best type of meal anyway. The blending of the
You're not
the
just
gravy.
Saying that, Dave.
No, I swear. I love this with the ground beef. I love mashed potatoes as it is. The cheese, it all blends in and just simply creates such flavors in your mouth that you just want more. And if you have six servings,
can have more.
Oh, good.
This is so good. So good. You know, the audience is missing out, you know, but they can make this at home, right? So what?
Yeah, it's very easy.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have a new Budget Bistro that I'm editing currently, and it is this recipe. The only difference on this one is that I put a little vermouth when cooking the meat, which gives it a little more texture, I mean flavor.
But am I going to get pulled over?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the alcohol burns out.
Oh, thank you.
So, well, but
you're
the flavor
chef.
Is left.
You're the chef. You know.
Yeah, it burns out the alcohol, and then the flavor of the vermouth is left. And vermouth is just a wine. People probably don't know that, but vermouth is a wine.
I actually saw that on a previous Budget Bistro, honestly.
What?
That exact conversation.
Vermouth?
Yeah, when you were with another young lady.
Oh, yeah, that was rum.
Oh, okay.
That was the Captain Salmon with Dee Dee.
Are you surprised I know that?
No, I knew you watched them.
Okay.
Did you watch them all?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got the new one coming out. And, you know, go on and subscribe to the Budget Bistro. Get me up there.
Now, later on this month, you have an episode with a duck, I hear. You're going
cooking duck.
No. Okay.
No, no, see, Kathleen's saying no.
Well, okay, well, then we'll just fry something in duck fat.
We do have ducks here.
Yeah, I know. We brought those for you.
That's wonderful.
That was Kathleen's part of Kathleen's presentation.
And then, of course, the sheep are here is enjoying this as
and
well.
And they're watching you eat.
Including the lone black sheep.
Yes, right. The black sheep is in there.
Yes, they're watching us eat because they know that this is a cow.
And don't forget there's salt and pepper right there if you
there's
need it.
There's salt
any.
And pepper, too.
I did. Yeah, I think I seasoned it pretty well.
We don't need it. It's that good.
Perfect. Yeah.
It is that good. So tell us a little bit about Budget Bistro. The purpose, what's the message you hope to send to people? Is it a financial with great, great food so people can budget their food but have the best of all worlds?
Well, to be honest with you, it all started as kind of a gag. We just wanted to throw something together and see what had happened. And it turned out so well that we just did it again and again and again. And the message is how to cook things for little money.
Now, what does it take? What type of talents do you have to make such a delicious meal? Because, there's great chefs in the world, and this truly is fantastic. So what would you suggest to people? It's not just about the budget, but you also have to have some patience, perhaps, and really have a passion?
Well, sure. I mean, if you're, like, super, super hungry when you start cooking, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of patience. But a lot of the stuff that we show you how to cook takes very little time. So, I mean, we got, like, up there we have, like, how to make, flour soup, Chinese egg flour soup.
Yeah.
That only takes minutes. This recipe actually only takes, minutes. As soon as the beef is, browned, it only takes a couple more minutes after that.
Really?
Like five minutes or less.
Now, what does a YouTube show some of these actually cooking it? And
yeah, it shows the whole process. It shows all the ingredients that we purchase, and then it shows us putting them all together and cooking them.
Now, I like it that you don't have the fake meal that's ready.
Right. No, we actually do we prepare one or two tries before just to make sure we get the recipe right, and then we actually film the cooking.
Exactly.
Again.
Exactly. It's not like you do it, half of it, and then all of a sudden like, oh look,
right. And all of a sudden we
magic.
Pull out of the oven the other, like the
exactly.
pre-prepared. No, we don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to get some of these cameras that show like from above and stuff like that too.
That's what we're working on right now. So.
And how long usually is a YouTube video?
I try to keep them at about 10 minutes.
That's good.
However, in the future, they're probably going to be more like a half an hour. And we may have like an audience where people are actually eating the meal afterwards.
Actually, that's a great idea.
That's kind of what we're working on right now.
That is fantastic.
And are you still, the other plans are
We are
coming?
Still working on that, yes.
Excellent.
I have yet to talk to some of the people involved. But hey, your mic's moving again by itself.
Hey, he's too excited there because
this is amazing. I think my mic wants to try this too. It's amazing.
So
I'm almost done with my first round.
All right.
Oh, yeah. But I'll take his second round. So anyway.
And another one for you too.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. And no, this truly is just delicious. And this is something that can be for lunch or dinner.
Sure.
I would even eat it for breakfast. It's so good.
I would eat it for breakfast.
Garçon, can I please have the dessert menu, please? Thank you.
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, thank you, sir.
We're not ready for dessert yet.
I'm not either, but I'm getting ready for it.
Budget Bistro, will it show not only main entrees, but also desserts you're going to
Sure.
Cook?
I mean, eventually we'll throw something like that in there, too.
Wow.
And maybe we'll probably be doing some quick tips as well, how to make ice.
That's a tough one. Or boil water, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Or how to make a hard-boiled egg.
Martha Stewart, watch out. Now, see, I'm surprised that Doris didn't tell us this during when she was on the air. I didn't want to correct her, but she actually told me in an email that her very favorite, because she's got this profile on her favorite street movies, and she said her favorite street movie was Julia and Julia, because she really likes the cooking.
Oh, Julia Child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Julia Child. So watch out, Julia Child. Here comes Eric Reinert.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am a force to be reckoned with.
You are. This is amazing.
What other?
I'm already done with my first.
Mine almost too.
Kathleen's on it.
What are some of your favorites that you cook, Eric?
Kathleen and my favorite is the chicken pancinis. And the pancini is a word we made up. It's a mixture of pancetta and spadini. So basically what it is it's pancetta rolled up in chicken strips and then battered with the Parmesan and breadcrumbs.
Ooh.
It's not really a batter, it's just breaded. And then you put it in the oven, and then once it's browned and cooked, you dip it in lemon butter. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, imagine if this goes even further, and then you like have, like, Wolfgang Puck has this entire, like, he's got frozen meals and everything like that.
Right.
Imagine if you had, you know, budget bistro frozen meals and
well,
your own wine.
Well, I do have a couple products that I'm working on getting to the market as well.
Okay, excellent. Like kitchen
salsa
utensils?
And pickled peppers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking forward to trying the salsa.
Well, the bread and butter pickled peppers are pretty awesome.
Those awesome. Sure,
don't say that too fast.
Wow.
Peter Piper picked.
Careful.
This is
this is just
amazing.
Wonderful, you know. And so tell us again, we just searched for Budget Bistro on
Yeah, just
YouTube.
Go to, you can even just search in Google, just put Budget Bistro, and I think I come up number one.
Wow, nice. This is so delicious.
So delicious. And by the way, the vegetables in here, are that frozen vegetables?
That's part of how you make it inexpensive. They're like a dollar a bag, and I just bought a bag of carrots, and I bought a bag of peas, and I pre-cooked those, and then I boiled them, and then I put them into the mix.
And I might have missed this, but the mashed potatoes, is that real potatoes?
No, that's okay. How you keep it under budget, too. It was $1.99 for a whole box of the flake potatoes, but I made them much creamier by adding cream and butter. Lots of butter, lots of cream.
I would not even know. It tastes like real potatoes.
It does.
Except without the lumps.
Yeah. No, actually,
I like lumps. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like
potatoes. I'm sorry. I was confused. But
wow.
I like little lumps in my mashed potatoes, but those are much quicker. Those are much quicker and much, you know, it's just more cost efficient if you buy a huge box.
I like big lumps. 602-252-1480.
Aha. Okay. And that's nothing to do with food, but maybe. Now, do you ever do like a beef stew, for example?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you can turn that into a beef stew, just make it a little more brothy.
Oh.
And you can also turn it into a stroganoff by adding sour cream.
Oh, that's right. You know, as I was eating this, it was so good. I visualized putting this on, like, angel hair spaghetti.
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do that.
I mean,
either.
Like a sauce.
Because you love your chicken marsala.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
And this could take the place of the it's amazing.
Well, the gravy that I use for the shepherd's pie is a little thicker and denser than, like, I would use for a stew or a stroganoff.
Yep. Have you ever, a marsala sauce, ever tried that?
Sure, I can make that easily.
Well, I love that.
I'm going to make a recommendation and a request that every Saturday we have a segment, the Budget Bistro.
Well, we were talking once a month. I think that's enough.
Okay. We can live with that. Sounds good.
Can we select the food, or you'll surprise?
Well, I was thinking that we'd do it based on whatever the theme is.
Yes, yeah. Eric contacted me last week. He wanted to know what the theme was, so I will let him know ahead of time what the themes are. Of course, next week I think our theme is soccer show. I don't know if Eric could come up with a theme for that.
Sure, we'll make some like Brazilian steakhouse food.
But
I can get a professional soccer player. Do you want one?
Well, we can talk about it off the air. we're not really at a restaurant having a business conversation.
Yeah, we are. You don't hear the restaurant noise?
I see the waitresses, sort of looks like Hooters.
Hooters?
What?
Careful. She went from wearing a French maid outfit to Hooters?
No, I'm not talking about Kathleen. There's a lot of people here right now. They're coming up getting your autograph.
Who is this
mine,
person?
But your autograph.
Who is this person sitting next to me right now?
Greg.
No, this on my left. Sir,
so it looks like a girl.
Why is he sitting at our table?
It's a girl.
This is not a girl. This is not
a woman.
Transgender.
It's a woman.
Person.
Oh, what?
He's a Neil. What do they call him?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil
Diamond.
Keep your hands to yourself, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and stay on that side of the table.
Yes, this is mine.
Yeah,
so,
fine.
You know, food shows are cool, and this type of food show is even cooler because people
save money.
There's a much bigger plan for the show, but I don't want to reveal that yet.
Okay, but we'll be the
first.
No
spoiler alerts.
Yeah, as soon as everything's been discussed, I'll let it go.
Well, I love it. I think this is the way. I mean, it's good information, but more so it's delicious meals that people can make, and their kids will love it. Their spouses will love it. They can do this. This could be a party thing, and parties can be expensive, but you could have this as a main dish at a party.
Sure, and all we did was we cooked it and put it in a crock pot.
Oh.
Well, wow. I love crock pots.
So you could like fill your crock pot with that, and it would feed, you know, quite a few people.
And then you could I mean, you prepare it earlier, and then you don't, you're not stressed a little bit later on.
Right.
When your
we prepared it last
happening.
Night.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you did.
I prepared the potatoes this morning, but the the rest of it was prepared last night.
How long do you normally leave it in the crock pot?
Well, what we did was after we prepared it last night, we stuck it in the crock pot, put it in the fridge, and then this morning when we got to the station, we turned it on and got it going.
Now, there's one thing that we haven't done before we end this segment. Dave, I'm giving this a breakthrough.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
No question about it. Mm-hmm. This is a breakthrough.
Three breakthroughs in the
house. Really highly recommend people try this. Do you have a video about this yet?
Yeah, no? I do. I'm editing it.
Okay, so it'll be on maybe a week
hopefully
or two.
Soon.
We'll put it on the Facebook site, right, Greg?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
Absolutely.
On the Facebook.
Wow. I just totally impressed.
And the main site, too, will have a link out to that.
And it was completely filmed. The whole thing was filmed on a Samsung Galaxy S5.
Really?
Wow.
Those cameras are great on these phones.
And were the chefs wearing the Twin Peaks outfits?
Huh?
The Twin Peaks outfits?
No.
Oh. That might be something you want to look into off the air.
Sure, I'll look for that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Are you volunteering?
Well, you know what? I don't mind. It's all right. It works. Okay.
Whatever works.
Yeah. The customers might mind. The viewers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Customers.
But Eric, congratulations. Kathleen, thank you for
delicious.
Amazing presentation.
Shepherd's Merrill Streppel. Merrill.
What?
Merrill's Shepherd's Pie.
No,
I'm trying to theme it around most.
It's the budget bistro.
Shepherd's pie.
Yes. A sense of good taste while keeping your finances down.
So much.
Hey, I made that up. How do you like that?
I'll use that. Is that okay?
Yeah, who's your daddy?
All right. You are, Dave.
All righty.
Well, we've got a little more coming up in our next segment, but we got to say goodbye to my mama now. Meryl Streep singing from Prairie Home Companion, Goodbye to My Mama, a very sad song.
Where'd the audience go?
We're outside.
Oh, we're walking outside.
We walked outside, yeah. It's very much quieter out here. No, the other one.
It is quieter outside.
Goodbye to my mama. Prairie Home Companion, Goodbye to My Mama, My Uncles and Aunts. One after another, they went to lie down. Very sad song.
Oh, wow.
Greg, don't cry into your shepherd's pie, please.
Yeah. I'm not. I just want more.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment here at the Budget Bistro, starring Eric Reinert. Great, great food that you can afford. Thank you so much, Eric. We will be having this probably once a month. We go to our Facebook page as we present the delicious food we had today. It will be on the pictures. And
I can't wait till the Budget Bistro Christmas special.
Oh, wow, that could be a turkey or something. And this is 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Goodbye, Eleanor and Aunt Franny and Joe. Goodbye, Uncle Jim and Elsie and Don. Goodbye to my mama who went to lie down.